Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Dap dappin', dap dappin', dap dappin', dap dappin'.
Hey there, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and great friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to a Friday episode of What Was First? A bite-sized history lesson. Appreciate everybody who's gotten in touch suggesting an episode of this and all those who have enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun to look these up and learn. It's fun to learn. Learning is fun. And today we're going to learn about the first release on a label suggested by none other than the aforementioned Jim Linehan. Jimmy J. Linehan. Thank you, sir. Suggested a few labels, and one of them was Daptone Records. I want to read to you now from their website a little blurb that they have describing themselves. When you click on the About button, you get a little few paragraphs, and first one is this. Daptone Records, the little indie label that could, would, and certainly should, continues to bring you the tastiest, most delectable nuggets of soul, funk, gospel, and afrobeat to be found on a vinyl platter. Armed with recipes culled from a former life as Desco Records, we at Daptone earnestly strive to serve only the finest music analog tape can offer. That's a cool description and definitely captures the organic feel, down-to-earth roots sound that Daptone offers. If you know them, they're home to Charles Bradley, the Menahan Street Band, the Budos Band, the Sugarman 3, who we'll talk about in a minute, Antibalas, and of course Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings released records on Daptone Records. Daptone was born out of the closure of the aforementioned Desco Records, and that was a label that was run by Gabriel Roth, aka Bosco Man. He's got two names. For our purposes, we're going to go ahead and call him Bosco Man, if you don't mind. So if you know the name Gabriel Roth, Bosco Man, same thing, same person. And Bosco set up Desco Records with a fellow musician called Philip Lehman. And between the years 1996 and 2000, they issued more than 40 records on Desco. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. Bosco Man is a band leader, bass player, songwriter, producer, and he's a prolific recording engineer. He now runs Daptone Studios in Brooklyn and Penrose Studios in Riverside, California. So around 2001, Daptone began to crystallize as an idea for another record label, and Bosco Man and Neil Sugarman, who was the leader of a band called the Sugarman 3, who released records on the Desco label, as a matter of fact, decided to set up Daptone as the home of the new group that they thought would be the flagship of this label, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Sharon had released a handful of solo singles up to this point and had appeared on a track with the Soul Providers. And this is after taking a later in life, anyway, career turn. She had worked a lot of other different kinds of jobs and at one point went for an audition for a project that Bosco Man was putting together, a recording session. And of the three singers that were contacted, she was the only one that showed up. And she did her stuff and they were kind of knocked out and ended up recording a track with her with the Soul Providers and later issuing a few solo singles, as I said, on the Desco label. But when it came time for Daptone to release that first record, it made sense that Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, this newly formed group, backing group, would be the ones to do it. And so it came to pass, folks. It came to pass. On May 14th, 2002, Daptone 001 was launched into the world, and the album is Dap Dippin' with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
I ain't lying down till I get
right there. We heard Got a Thing on My Mind, the first track after the introduction on the label. This is a 12-song record. It was entirely composed of songs written by Bosco Mann, except for the third song, What Have You Done For Me Lately, which is a cover track written by Jimmy Harris, Terry Lewis, and Janet Jackson. The band consisted of Sharon Jones on vocals, Bosco Mann on bass and the band leader, Leon Michaels on tenor saxophone, Jack Zapata, a.k.a. Martin Perna, on baritone sax, Binky Griptite on guitar, and the MC, Fernando Velez on congas, Earl Maxton, a.k.a. Victor Axelrod, on organ, Homer Steinweiss on drums, Ande Slizagaya on trumpet, and Gabriel Roth, a.k.a. Bosco Mann, as the producer. So that was the band. And on AllMusic, the music writer Steve Huey wrote that Jones delivers a storming set of tunes that would have sounded perfectly at home on the James Brown original Funky Divas compilation. And without a doubt, it's got a storming feel, absolutely powerful, and definitely harkens back to the 70s. And that became Sharon Jones' style, and certainly this was a really big breakthrough, and she became revered in critical circles. She was loved for her live performances, and unfortunately is no longer with us. Unfortunately left this planet way, way too early. Rest in power, Sharon, of course. But this record is great. It serves as a great introduction to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings music, and it's just got an ease and style and second nature feel to it that just feels like this band's been doing it for such a long time. It's kind of amazing that it actually came out in 2002. Why don't we hear another track here off the record? This is a song called Got to Be the Way It Is. Be the Way It Is. Perfect description of this band. It just seems like it's kind of always been there. And interesting that, like I said, it sounds like it came from the 70s or even late 60s, and surprising that it came out so recently, but that's 20 years ago now that it came out, and that's kind of incredible too. You know, that it's been around that long, yet seemingly seems like it's so old. It's such a curiosity. I'm looking here on Discogs right now, and listen, folks, for the low price of about $20, you can pick up an original copy on Daptone. Daptone 001, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Dap-dapping with the Dap Kings. Definitely something that you'd want to grab and put in your collection while the originals are still out there and in pretty good shape. If you see it at your record store, pick one up. The average price with shipping is somewhere around $25, so you can't go wrong with that. You cannot go wrong at all. All right, so there it is. I want to thank Jim very much for coming up with that suggestion. We've got a lot more. We had someone just send in a voice memo with a suggestion, so we'll try to get to that soon. Next week, you're going to hear some good stuff that we have been working on as we run up to the Suburbs Fest Midwest. It's taking place next week. Everyone's gathering on Thursday in Chicago, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be a blast. Hope you can make it out there at least for a little while and say hi if you're in the area. Come on down. And so with that, why don't we play out with a song called Casella Walk that closes out the album, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Dap Dappin', the number one release on Daptone Records, 2002, Dap 001. Until next week, on behalf of my co-host, good friend, and co-founder Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys later. Learning is fun.